ABC News.
Well, with state border closures continuing to cause frustration for many around Australia, questions are being raised about whether ongoing travel restrictions may be legal. The federal government is urging state and territory leaders with low case numbers, such as Queensland, Tasmania and Western Australia, to take a common sense approach and help the economy recover. But now some academics say strict border lockdowns could be open to legal challenges if they're considered disproportionate to the public health threat. Professor Anne Toomey is a constitutional law expert from the University of Sydney, and she joins us now. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning.
Associate Professor Luke Beck, who's at Monash University, says these border closures that I mentioned could be challenged if they're disproportionate to the public health risk. What exactly does that mean?
Well, it's going back to the same argument that Clive Palmer's run, and that is that Section 92 of the Constitution says that movement of people across borders shall be absolutely free. But we know that the High Court said that if there's a legitimate reason for stopping people going across borders, like protecting public health, then that's allowed so long as your law is reasonably necessary, or another way of describing that is proportionate. So the states and territories know that their closures of borders, those sort of rules need to be proportionate to the public health risk, because they need to be able to show that what they're doing is reasonably necessary to protect public health.
So I mentioned the states such as Queensland, Tasmania and WA, where COVID-19 case numbers are fairly low compared to the other states. Could somebody in those states mount a legal challenge, and could it be successful?
Well, certainly they could. And you might remember that there was a legal challenge mounted to the Queensland border closures. That challenge disappeared when Queensland reopened its borders. But now there are now greater restrictions on those borders again. But at the moment, I don't think anybody else will challenge, because Clive Palmer's challenge is finally moving through the courts. And what's interesting is that we will get a judgment tomorrow afternoon from Justice Rangia in the federal court about the factual material. So this is what's necessary to be able to establish what is reasonably necessary. And once Justice Rangia has put out that decision in relation to the factual issues tomorrow, then that will then allow the High Court to hear Clive Palmer's challenge in probably in October. And once we get an answer in relation to that, that should clear up the issue in relation, well, hopefully, in relation to other state border closures. So I think rather than starting new actions now, people are probably just going to keep watching closely what happens with Clive Palmer's action.
And it's a complex legal issue, but fundamentally, I suppose that as state borders continue with their closures, and some are quite tight, as we know, with the border between Queensland and New South Wales and Victoria being very strict, I suppose some people will start to ask, as we continue through 2020, should there be some easing of these restrictions if the numbers do start to fall, particularly given how many people's businesses are going bust?
Well, that's true. And one of the really tricky things for the High Court is the fact that this is not static. If you're asking what's reasonably necessary 2 months ago might be completely different from what's reasonably necessary now and what might be reasonably necessary in 2 months' time. So the High Court's going to face the difficulty of trying to work out, well, what do you do when the facts keep changing? And we'll need to give us some sort of guidance so that the states will have a fair idea of, well, in what circumstances do they need to open up their borders or make them less restrictive? And also whether or not you can actually do blanket border closures, or whether or not you need to take up what's essentially the Queensland model, which is you only close borders in relation to people who've been in the last 14 days in a COVID hotspot. So the approach that's taken might be the key thing to adding a bit of flexibility there.
So, Professor, as you say, it's a constantly evolving thing, this pandemic. What is the situation if one state wants to close borders, another state's quite happy for the border to be open? Does the federal government have any sway?
No, not really. Not as far as we know. It's a matter for each state to decide whether or not it tries to police's borders. The say is really going to be in the end for the High Court in terms of what is constitutionally valid and what is not. And we'll probably see that in relation to the Clive Palmer case, and hopefully that will give the states and territories more guidance so that they can make appropriate rulings themselves without having everybody else having to trot off to the High Court as well.
Yeah, we look forward to a bit more clarity. Professor Toomey, great to speak to you. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Professor Anne Toomey there, constitutional law expert from the University of Sydney.
ABC News.